Good morning. Today's daf is daf Yud Zayin. It's the last daf in this parak, Ayakore. We are on the last line of daf Tezayin Amid Beis. I want to apologize that yesterday, somehow as I was going through it, I skipped a couple of lines in the Gemara, like three lines. Anyway, I sent out a recording for everyone on the WhatsApp, but basically Rabbi Elazar said, the meaning of the verse, so I will bless you with my very life. With your name I will lift up my palms. So I will bless you with my very life. That's a reference to Kriyat Shema, because Kriyat Shema is learning Torah. And Torah is the Eitz Chaim, the tree of life. And in your name I will lift up my palms. That's a reference to prayer. And if somebody does so, if somebody prays regularly, devoutly, and says Kriyat Shema correctly, then it's as if he's offering sacrifices, as if he's filling God with fats and with ash. And not only that, he's going to merit to continue in both worlds, both in this world and in the next world, to be praising the Almighty. So the Gemara is going to have a whole series of Tanayim and Amoraim, and what they would say at the end of their Shmona Esrei. In other words, what was their personal request to add to their feeling and emotions during the Shmona Esrei? So we can start at the two dots on Tezayin Amid Beis. We learned this yesterday, we can learn it again today. Many of these prayers are familiar to us. Some of them we say on Shabbos Mevarchim, some of them we say during Ne'ilah. Some of them we say at the end of davening, but these are prayers that Tanoim and Amoraim added to the Shmona Esrei. Amar Belazar, we said that. So now Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar Basar the Masayim Tzluse. Rabbi Elazar, after he would complete his prayers, after he would complete Shmona Esrei, Amar Hachi would say the following. Yirtzum Ofanecha Hashem Elokeinu, may it be your will, Hashem our God, Shatashken bipurenu, that you will make reside in our portion, in our goral, ahava, love, v'achva, and brotherhood, v'shalom, and peace, v're'us, and friendship. V'tarbeg vulenu b'talmidim, and you should increase our lot, our portion, with many students. V'tatzliach sofenu, Achris v'tikva, in our end should succeed for a good end and for good hope. V'tasim chalkenu megan Eden, and you shall place our portion in the Garden of Eden. V'taknin, and you should fix us b'chaver tov, with a good friend, v'yetzer tov, and a good urge b'olamecha, in your world. V'nashkim, and we should wake up early. V'nimtza yichul levavenu, and we should find the hope of our heart. Li'irat Shemecha, to fear your name. V'tavol lefanecha koras nafshenu letova, and it should come before you, our being in a good state. Koras nafshenu letova, for good. In other words, you should do all those things that make us happy. We should have a lot of money. We should have a lot of health. We should be koras nefesh. We should be in a good mood. And all of that should be from you, and you should be wanting to give it to us. Rabbi Yochanan Basan Mesayim Tzlusi Amar Haki. Rabbi Yochanan, when he would finish his Shmona Esrei, he would say the following: Yiratzum Ofanecha Hashem Elokeinu, may it be your will, God our Lord, Shetatzit B'Voshtenu, you should look at our shame, that we're ashamed of our sins, V'Tavit B'Ratzenu, look at our evil, V'Tislabesh B'Rachamecha, you should cover yourself in mercy, V'Titkaseb U'Zecha, you should cover yourself with your strength, V'Titaseif B'Chasidusecha, you should wrap yourself in your piety, you should put as a belt your grace. And should come before you your attribute of goodness and humility. Okay, we are on Daf Tez Zayin Amid Beis. We have this one too, also the and this one too. Both. Not getting there?
No.
What's not getting there?
It's something that we're saying, no internet connection.
No internet connection. All right, so try without the internet connection. Let's do this one. Go. Okay, we are on Daf Tez Zayin Amud Beis, and we're learning about all the different prayers that Tanoim and Amoraim would add at the end of their Shmona Esrei. Reb Zeira, about 8 lines from the bottom. Reb Zeira b'asim nesayim tzlusi amarachi. Reb Zeira, when he would finish his prayers, he would say the following: Yiratzon lefanecha Hashem Elokeinu, be your will Hashem our God. Shalom nechtala, we shouldn't sin. V'lo nevosh, we shouldn't be embarrassed. V'lo nikas lemi avoseinu, we shouldn't be ashamed from our fathers. Reb Chiya b'asim dematzli amarachi. Reb Chiya, after he would finish his prayers, would say the following: Yiratzon lefanecha Hashem Elokeinu, sheitzei toraskom nesayinu. It be your will, God, our Lord, that your Torah should be our craft. We say that this at the end of the siyum. Our heart shouldn't be depressed, and our eyes should not darken. Rav at the end of his prayers would say the following: may be will you give us a long life, Chaim Shel Shalom, a life of peace, Chaim Shel Tov, a life of goodness, Chaim Shel Bracha, a life of blessing, Chaim Shel Parnasa, a life of livelihood, Chaim Shel Chilut Tzamos, a life of healthy bones, Chaim Sheyesh B'mir Eschet, a life where there is fear of sin, Chaim Shein Behem Busho Chlima, a life where there is no shame, Chaim Shalosh V'Chavod, a life of wealth and honor, Chaim Shetei B'Navas Tar V'Yir Shemayim, a life of love of Torah and fear of heaven, a life in which you will fulfill all the requests of our heart for good. Rav, after his prayers, would say the following: may it be your will, God, our Lord, and the Lord of our fathers. You should save us from the brazen faces, and from brazenness within ourselves. May Adam Ra save us from a bad man. We peg around from bad occurrences. May Yetzer Ra from a bad urge. May Chavar Ra from a bad friend. May Shachin Ra from a bad neighbor. May Satan Amashkis from the destructive Satan, midin kasha from a difficult judgment, mibaldin kasha from a difficult litigant, bein shuv ben bris, bein shen ben bris, whether he's Jewish or not. I forgot the kind of tutelage to Rebbe. Rebbe would say all of this even though he had policemen around him to protect him from Antoninus. Antoninus' friend, the governor, would send police to protect Rebbe. And even so, he was praying, save me from the difficult people and from the brazen people. Rav Safra Basat Lucy Amrahaki. Rav Safra at the end of his prayers would add the following: may be your will, God our Lord. You should make peace in the group above. In other words, the group of all the angels above. There's the French angel and the German angel and the Russian angel and the Ukrainian angel. Let them be peace amongst all the different angels. Because if the angels are in a fight, then people are in a fight. If the French angel is fighting with the German angel, if Saros Shal Mitzrayim is fighting with Saros Shal Ashur, then Mitzrayim is fighting with Asher. Then on earth, these countries are fighting with each other. So put peace in the group above, over Falmalia Shalmata, and in the group below, the group of the Tamid HaChacham. If all the Tamid HaChacham get along, that'll be a merit that all the angels, guardian angels of different nationalities will get along, and there'll be peace. Uvena Talmidim Oskim Torah Secha, and let there be peace amongst the students who are busy with your Torah. Vein Oskim Lishma, whether people are busy with Torah for the sake of the Torah, Vein Oskim Shalol Lishma, or are busy with it for the wrong purposes. Kol ha'oskim shelo lishma, those who are busy with it for the wrong purposes. Yiratzon she'oskim lishma, may it be your will that they be busy with Torah for the sake of the Torah itself. Rebbe Alexandri Basit Tzlusi Amarachi. Rebbe Alexandri, after his prayers, would say the following: Yiratzon lefanecha Hashem Elokeinu, may it be your will, Hashem our God, she'tamidin b'keren ora, you should stand us up in the corner of light. V'al tamidin b'keren chashecha, don't stand us in the corner of darkness. V'al yidvi libeinu, our heart shouldn't be depressed. And our eyes shouldn't dim. You could have the others say, Harav Amnuna Matzila. This is the prayer of Rav Amnuna. However, Alexandri, Basit Matzila Marachi. Rav Alexandri, after Hishmona Esther, would say the following: Yibono Olam, Master of the Worlds. Kaluv Yadu Lefanecha, it's revealed and known before you. Shiritzonin Elasu Sitzoncha, that our will is to do your will. Mima'akev, what's preventing us from doing your will if we want to do it? So Orsha Be'isa, the leaven in the bread. In other words, the Yetzahara inside of us, the evil urge inside of us, which is like the leaven in bread. It's all about arrogance, it's about inflating itself. It's like the yeast that makes the bread rise. It makes us all arrogant. V'shibud malchios, and the control of governments, the affliction of governments who make it impossible to do your will, but we won't want to do your will. Yiratzon lefanecha, may it be your will. Shetatzlenu miyadam, you should save us from their hand. V'nashav la'asachuk yiratzonecha, b'lev v'shalom, we'll return to fulfill your will with a full heart. Rav Abasa Tzlusi Amarachi, Rav, after his prayers, would say the following: Elokai, my God, we say this in Elah. Ad shelo netzarti, before I was formed, eini kedai, I wasn't worth it. Explains Rav Kook in Olat Riyya. Before I was formed, in other words, before this era, my gifts were not worthwhile. They wouldn't have been able to fulfill my mission. So before I was formed, let's say 200 years ago, 300 years ago, there was no point in sending me into this world, because with the gifts that I have, my level of intellect, my level of discipline, my level of understanding, I wouldn't have fulfilled my mission. And so you made me now, at this moment, because at this moment in time, my personality gifts are the ones that can fulfill my mission. But now that I've been formed, it's as if I wasn't formed because I'm worried I'm not fulfilling my mission. I feel like I'm dust in my lifetime. Certainly that's what I'm going to be like when I'm dead. Behold, I'm before you, God, like a vessel filled with shame and embarrassment. May it be your will, God, or my Lord. I should not sin anymore. Whatever I did sin before you, erase with your good mercy, but not to any suffering or bad illnesses. This was the vidu that Rav Amnuna Zuta used to say on Yom Kippur, and maybe that's why we add this prayer into Ne'ilah. Ma'abred Ravina, Ma'ad son Ravina, Kev Mitzayim, Slusi Yom Rach, when you finish the Shemoneh Esrei, you'd say the following, God, guard my lips from saying any bad, guard my tongue from saying bad. Usvasai, my lips from speaking any falsehood. And to those who would curse me, let my spirit be silent. And let my soul be like dust to all. Open up my hearts to your Torah. And let my spirit pursue your mitzvah. Save me from bad misfortunes. Yetzirah, from the evil urge. Yetzirah, from evil woman. And from any bad that is about to come into the world, and all who would think to do harm to me, mehera quickly, ruin their plot, and ruin their thoughts. May it be, this is a pasuk in Tehillim. May the words of my mouth find favor before you. May the thoughts of my heart find favor before you. Hashem, God, Suri, my rock, the Goali, and my redeemer. Rav Sheshes Kevi Yosef B'Tanisa. Rav Sheshes, when he would fast, we'd say this also. Basu D'Matzvi, at the end of his Shemoneh Esrei, Amar Hachi would add the following prayer: Ribono Olam, Master of the Worlds, the Lui Lufanecha is revealed before you. B'Zvanchem is Mishkayim Adam Chotim Makriv Korban Makriv Menel Chavu V'Dam U'Miskaperlo. When we had a base of Mikdash, if a person sinned, he would bring close an offering, an animal, and what would get burned? The fats, the blood, and that was it. The fats and blood would create atonement for him. But now, Yashavti B'Tanis, I had a fast. V'nismat chel b'vadami. My fat was reduced, my blood was reduced. Yiratzu mufanecha, may be your will. Shechel b'vadami shenismait, that my fat and blood that was reduced, kiilui kraftiv lifanecha al gabiam mizbeach. It should be considered as if I brought it before you on the altar. V'tirtzenian, you should accept me with will. Rabbi Yochanan, you have a Messiah sif for the Eov. When Rabbi Yochanan would make a siyum on the book of Eov, and Rav Moshe Feinstein says, you see from this Gemara, that you can make a siyum on the end of a book of Navi. So he would make a siyum on the end of the book of Eov. Amarachi would say the following: So vadam lamus, the end of man is to die. The sof beimal l'shchita, the end of an animal is to be slaughtered. If you have a cow, what's its end? The slaughterhouse. Hakolam yisim amlim, everything in the world is going to die. So that's the book of Eov. It's a very fatalistic book. It's about nature. Everything that ends up dying. But lucky is a person who's learning Torah. Ashrei mi, fortune is a man shegadol b'Torah, who comes to learn daf yomi. He's growing through the Torah. Va'amalo b'Torah, and he puts in all this toil to succeed in Torah. Ba'osa nachas ruach liyotzro, and he creates such a good feeling. Nachas ruach, he makes God and have a good mood. His creator has nachas ruach from him. V'gadol b'shem tov, he grows up his whole life, he's growing with a good name. V'nifter b'shem tov b'na olam, and he leaves this world with a good name, like Eov left the world with a good name. Olav amash lomar b'adim shlomar melech says, tov shem mishemen tov, better is a good name. Yom HaMaves, Yom Yivoldo. More important to have a good name at the end of life than to have a good name at the beginning of life. All right, some more lessons. Margala b'pume, Reb Meir. Reb Meir always used to say the following. God tells man, G'mor b'chol avavcha v'chol nafshcha l'adas estrachai. Study with all your heart and with all your soul to know my ways. V'lishkod al dalse torasi, and to be regularly early standing by the doors of my Torah. Netzor torascha b'libecha. Treasure my Torah in your heart. And before your eyes should be my fear. Shmor picha mikol chet. Keep your mouth from any word of sin. And purify and dedicate yourself from any guilt or crime. And then if you do so, I'll be with you wherever you are. The following was always in the mouth of the rabbis of Yavne. Don't feel arrogant that you're learning Torah. Ani bria, I'm a creature. Vilchaverian, my friend who's an Amaretz, is also a bria, is a creature. Ani b'malachti, I have my job, learning Torah. Now it's a good job. I don't have to go outside to the field. I can stay in the city. And Hubim Lachto, he has his job of working. Asadis has to go out to the field. Ani Mashkum Lachto, I wake up early for my work. Humashkum Lachto, he wakes up early for his work. Hishem Shuin Miskat Hubim Lachti, the same way he's not trying to take my job. I'm not looking to take his job. I should be happy to learn Torah, but I should realize, you know what? That's my job. He who's not doing it, he who's working, that's his job. The Shema Torah, now you might say, well, of course he's not going to try to grab my job. He's not as bright as I am, and he won't be able to succeed. And no, it's not true. Because if you're going to say, Ani Marba Hu Mamet, I do a lot. He wouldn't be able to do so much. He would only do a little, so that's why he doesn't want to do my job. Doesn't matter. Even if you sit in the yeshiva and you only get a little bit out of it, you're just as good as the guy who gets a lot of it. Shanina, we've learned. That's my Marba Vechon Mamet. Whether one does a lot, whether one does a little. The main thing is, his heart should be directed to heaven. So he could be doing my job, and he doesn't. So you know what? I'm happy that I have my job. He should be happy with his job. And I realize my job is just like this is my task. There's no reason for me to feel any great arrogance about it. Michael Mabumadabai, there was the following regularly in the mouth of Abai. A person should be very cunning in trying to reach the objective of fear of heaven. So how does he do that? Somebody else is angry. Don't respond with anger. Manarach, a soft response. Yashuv Chema will bring the anger down. Mar b'shalom imechav, and you should increase peace with brethren, vim krovim with relatives, and kol adam with every person. Or always say hello, be friendly. Afilim nochi b'shuk, even if you see a Gentile in the street, add a peace to him, say hello. Deshe yov l'malam, so that you will be beloved above. Nethmad lamata, and beloved below, imakubal al brios, and you should be someone who's accepted by people. People will like you if you're very friendly and wishing them well. Amrav Rabbi Yochanan and Zakkai, they said about Rabbi Yochanan and Zakkai, shlo hikdimu adam shalom me'olam. No one ever said peace and hello to him first. Afilu nachi bashuk, even the non-Jew in the market, he was always the first one to say shalom, peace to you. Margul b'puma derava. Rav always used to have the following statement in his mouth: Tachlis chachma, the purpose of Torah wisdom is tshuva, is to change, umasim tovim, to do good deeds. Shloi adam korav ishona. A person shouldn't be someone who knows chumash, that he knows mishnayos, but uboi bavu v'imo, and he's kicking his father and mother, v'rabu and his teacher, u'kmoshu gadol mimena b'chachma, u'v'mishu gadol mimena b'chachma minyan, or with anybody who is more wise than he in wisdom or in years. Shenemar, it says, reishis chachma, the beginning of wisdom, is yiras Hashem, is fear of God, seichel katov. And what's the good understanding? L'chalo seyem, to all who fulfill it. Lo osim lo nemar, doesn't it, for those who do? Hello seyem, to those who do them. In other words, that means lo seyem. Lo osim l'shma, those who do it for the right sake. Lo osim shalo l'shma, not for those who do it for the wrong sake, for the wrong purpose. Chalo osim shalo l'shma, anyone who does Torah for the wrong purpose, not for the sake of God. Noach lo shalo nivra, better than never been created. So Tosus asked the famous question. I thought we know that the Gemara says in Avodah Zarah, you should always be busy with Torah shalo l'shma. Like through Shalol Lishma, you'll get to Lishma. So how could it say if you learn it, the Shalol Lishma, better not to have been created? But the Tosfos answers, there are different types of Shalol Lishma. There's a Shalol Lishma that a person's learning the Torah because he wants to get kavod, wants to get honor. He's learning the Torah because he wants a job, he wants money. That's okay, not the end of the world. But then there's a guy who's learning the Torah so that he can pick fights with the rabbis and say, well, you know, you're really wrong because really, the Gemara says I should violate Shabbos. You know, the Kanter, he's learning the Torah to try to misuse the Torah. So if somebody's learning the Torah to misuse the Torah, to be Megala Panim B'Torah Shloka Halacha, to try to use phrases of Torah for some nefarious purpose, so he better not to have been created. But if somebody's learning Torah in order to be rich, to get a good grade on the test, to get kavod, good, do that. And eventually the Torah is going to be so special, you're just going to want to learn the Torah for the sake of the Torah, for the sake of Hashem. Magdal B'Pum the Rav. The following goes always in the mouth of Rav. Lo, Olam Hazeh, Olam Haba. This world's not like the next world. Olam Haba, the next world. Ein Belo Achilu Shtiyah. There's no eating and drinking. Lo Pirvei Rivya. There's no having children in the next world. Lo Masu Matan. There's no business. Lo Kinah. There's no jealousy. Lo Sinan. There's no hatred. Lo Takus. There's no competition. Rather than tzaddikim are sitting with their crowns in their heads, when the enemies of Hashchina, and they're enjoying the glory, the light of the Shechina. Shneimer, it says, "Vayechzu v'selukim," and they saw God. Vayochlu v'yishtu, and they ate and they drank. Greater is the reward that God has promised to the women. in the next world. Yosef ben Anoshim, better than the men. Shenemers, it says, Nashim Sha'ananos, women who are secure. Komna, get up. Shmana Koli, listen to my voice. Banos, Botchos, the trusting girls. Hazenim Rasi, listen to my word. So they have Havtach, they have a great Havtach, a great promise. They're Sha'ananos and they're Botchos. So they have a greater reward than the men. So now Rav asked Rebchia, why did they get any reward? I'm the Rav of Rebchia, Nashim B'mai Zachim. How do women get any reward in the next world? The reward is for Torah. We just said the next world is not money. It's not competition. It's enjoying God. It's learning Torah. But where do the women learn Torah? They don't have an obligation to learn Torah. So the Gemara answers, they do learn Torah because they help everybody else learn Torah. They bring their little children to the shul to learn Chumash. In the shul, they used to have the Malama teaching them the Chumash. Uvas Nuye Gavrai Be'Rabbanan. And they send their husbands to the Beis Medrash to learn Mishnayos. So the women enable the learning. So enabling the learning is the same as the learning. Someone who gives money to help people learn Torah in a yeshiva, in a day school, in a kollel, it's as if he has all that learning. And this Gemara, that's what the Gemara says. Anyone who enables learning, who encourages learning, has all the learning themselves. They're not only Gavra and they wait for their husbands, until they come back from the yeshiva, until they come back from the Beis Medrash. When the rabbis would take leave of each other, when they'd leave the yeshiva of Rav Ami, some say mi beir b'chanina, from the yeshiva of Rav Chanina, they would say the following to each other, Olam chatir b'chayecha, may you see your world in your lifetime. Ach rischa l'olchai olam haba, may your end be to the life of the world to come. V'tikfascha l'dor dorim, and your hope should be for all generations. Libcha yegat tfuna, your heart should be thinking about understanding. Picha yidaber chachmas, your mouth should be speaking wisdoms. L'shon chayar chish renanos, your mouth should be whispering praises. Afa pecha yashiru negdecha, your eyes should see clear things in front of you. In other words, you should understand the halacha clearly. Your eyes should be illuminated with the light of Torah. And your face should be shining like the shine of the heavens. Your lips should express understanding. And your kidneys should be rejoicing with that which is straight. And your steps should be running to hear the words of the Torah, which was given by Atik Yomin, the Ancient of Days. When the rabbis would take leave of each other, leaving the yeshiva of Chizda, some say when they would leave the yeshiva of Shmuel Nachmini, they would say the following: Alufenu misuvalim. It's a pasuk. Alufenu misuvalim. In Peretz Ven Yotzei Sin Tzvach Berachov Asin. What does it mean? Alufenu misuvalim. Rav and Shmuel argued. Amrila. Some say it was Rabbi Yochanan Ben Elazar argued. Chadamar Alufenu. Our leaders, but Torah with Torah. Umisuvalim, and they are wearing us. They are laden down with a seva, with a burden of mitzvos. In other words, you become our leader through learning Torah, and you get the privilege of carrying the great burden, the great yoke of many mitzvos. V'chadam one side, alufeinu b'torah v'mitzvos. They are our leaders through Torah and mitzvos. Umisuvalim b'yisurim, and you're laden down with suffering, says the next daf, next amud, says the pasuk, ein peretz. May our group not be like the group of David HaMelech, who had a breach, because out of his group came the wicked Achitofel. He was the head of the Sanhedrin, and then he became wicked. He joined with Avshalom's rebellion. There's no one leaving. Let our group not be like the group of King Shol. Out of him came Doeg the Edomite. There's no calling out. Let our group not be like the group of Elisha, Shiatsu Minu Gehazi, that out of him came the wicked Gehazi, Berechov Oseinu in our streets. Let us not have a son or a student who ruins his pot in public. In other words, who in public leaves the ways of Torah. All right, the Pasuk says, Shimwei La Abir Elev, listen to me, the mighty of heart, Arachokim Yitztaka, who are far from charity. Rav and Shmuel explained. Say it was Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Elazar. They argued, what's the explanation of this verse? Chadamar once said it means like this, Kalolam kulo nizonu bitzdaka. Everybody in the whole world gets their livelihood through the charity of God. Vehem, where's these tzaddikim? Are Abire Lev, the mighty of the heart, nizonu bizroa, they get their livelihood by right. Because they have merits, they deserve it. Chadamar once said, Kalolam kulo nizonu bizchusam. The whole world gets their livelihood and their merit. Vehem, whereas these tzaddikim, afilu bizchus atzm in nizonum, they don't even get their livelihood and their own merit. They don't have anything. They are very poor. Kid Rav Yudah Marav is Rav Yudah, the name of Rav. I'm Rav Yudah Marav. every day, the voice comes out of heaven and says, it comes out of Har Sinai and it says, Vomeris, it says, the whole world in its entirety is getting its livelihood in the merit of my son, Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa. And Chanina ben Dailu b'kav charuvin me'erev Shabbos l'erev Shabbos. Whereas Rabbi Chanina ben, it's enough for him, just a kav of caribs from one Friday to the next Friday. In other words, it's very little, very, very little food to eat. And as the Hasidim explain, the word bishvil doesn't just mean in because of, it also means on the path, bishvil. The whole world gets its livelihood on the path, and the name of that path is Chanina ben. That Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa, he was so humble, he was a path, you could step on me, whatever God wants me to do, I'm going to do. And the merit of being so humble, he was the path that God sent the blessing from him to the rest of the world. Tzaddik, Yesod Olam, the Tzaddik who is the foundation of life for the rest of the world. What's the meaning of Abirei Lev? Upliga, these Amoraim are arguing with Rev Yehuda. Dam Rev Yehuda, Rita said, Man Abirei Lev, he used to say, what's Abirei Lev? It's not referencing, that verse is not referring to tzaddikim, but rather to Guvai. Guvai were a group of non-Jews who lived in Bavel near the yeshiva in Naharda, Tipshai, who are so foolish, because as Rashi says, they see the kavod of Torah. They see the honor of the Torah when everybody comes to learn Torah and they don't convert to Judaism. How could they not convert to Judaism when they see such honor given to the Torah? They have hearts that are as tough as a stone. Amar Rabbi Yosef said, Teda, what's the proof that they're so tough? None of them convert, even though they see such greatness of Torah. Amar Rabashi said, B'nei Matamatsya, Abir Lev Ninu. The Gentiles in Matamatsya are also such tough hearts. The Kachazu Yakudor Raisa Chezim and Bishata. They see the glory of Torah twice a year. When everybody comes to hear the Shir, in Adar to learn Hilchos Pesach from Ravashi, and in Elul to learn Hilchos Sukkos from Ravashi. And Lo Kamagari Giyur Minayu, and yet no converts convert from them. All right, now going back to halacha. The Mishnah ended with an argument whether a person can choose as a chassan to say Shema the first night that he's getting married. So, according to the Tanakhama, he can't. Shimon Gamliel said, no, he shouldn't. Lo kol harotz litulos Hashem yavo v'yitol. Not everybody who wants to take the privilege is entitled to take the privilege. Says the Gemara. The Maimer, does this imply? Rav Shimon Gamliel says, not everybody who wants to can take the privilege, because apparently it's arrogant. It's arrogance to pretend to be on the level of Rabbi Gamliel, that you can't lose a night of Yirat Shemayim when maybe you're not on that level. And it's not right for someone to be acting on a higher level than he deserves. And the Rabbanan, lo chayshul yura, they're not worried about that giving off such a false impression. Didn't we hear the exact opposite? The time in a Mishnah. In those places where the custom is that you're allowed to work on Tisha B'Av, Osen, you can do the work. But as the Mishnah says in Pesachim, in those places where the custom is not to do the work on Tisha B'Av, Enos, you can't do it. And in every place, even a place where they do work, Tamid HaChachamim don't do work. Shimon Gamliel says, every person should be like Katamut Chacham, even though the minig in this place is to do work on Tisha B'Av, he shouldn't go to work. He shouldn't do the work on Tisha B'Av. So you see, he says, act like a Talmud Chacham, even if he's not a Talmud Chacham. Act like a Talmud Chacham. So he's not worried of Yura. And the Chacham say, they don't make that distinction. They apparently are worried about Yura. So Kashi Rabbanan, Rabbanan. We have a contradiction in the views of the Rabbanan. And Kashi Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. And we have a contradiction now in the views of Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan said, Mukhlefes Hashita. You have to switch who said what. So either here, change, say the Rabbanan who say, Lo kol adam rotzeh litulos Hashem yavo v'yitol. Or over there, switch it and say that it's Rav Shimon Gamliel who says, in the place where the custom is not to do work, you don't do work. In the place where the custom is to do work, everybody does work. And it's the Rabbanan who say, no, let everybody act like a Talmud Chacham and not do work, even if the custom is to do work. Rav Shisha, Bred Rav Idi, Amar Rav Shisha, son of Rav Idi said, no, lolum lo tachlif, you don't have to switch around. Who said what? The Rabbanan lo kasha, it's not a problem. Shema versus Malach on Tishma. Kriyat Shema, in regards to Kriyat Shema, the Rabbanan say, if you're not a Rabban Gamliel, don't go reading Kriyat Shema the night you're getting married to the Basula. The Rabbanan say, anyone who wants to can do it. Why? Because if everybody's reading Kriyat Shema and he's also reading Kriyat Shema, that doesn't appear to be arrogant. He's doing what everybody else is doing. Also, in regards to Tisha B'av, Kibbutz Kuliyam Abdi Malacha, if everybody's doing Malacha, and he's pretending to be a Tzamat Chacham to not do Malacha, you low covenant, he's not doing. Mezik Yura, he's sticking out. So if he's sticking out, that looks like arrogance. Rav Shimon Gamliel is also not a contradiction to each other. Hacha, over here in regards to Kriyat Shema B'Kavana Talia Milsa. To say Kriyat Shema means to concentrate on the Kriyat Shema. We know that he's getting married to a virgin now. He's thinking about the intercourse. He's not going to concentrate. Someone over there in regards to Tisha B'Av. If he doesn't do work, there's no Yura. Why? A person thinks he's unemployed. He doesn't have what to do. He doesn't think, oh, he's so arrogant. He's acting like a Talmud Chacham. He thinks he's a big Talmud Chacham. We all work, but he doesn't work. No. He doesn't have what to do right now. Go out and see how many people are there in the market that are doing nothing, that are unemployed. So he has nothing to do. So that's not Yura. That's not arrogance. And therefore, on Tisha B'Av, everybody should act like a Talmud Chacham. Okay. Hajan Allah, Bezes Hashem Yizbarach, Perak HaYekore, V'Hadarach Aran. Okay. We'll stop here. We'll continue with the third Perak. Bezes Hashem tomorrow. That's the end of the Masifta. That volume.